For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Glory to God. So tonight our sermon is Trusting in God's Wisdom. Glory to the Lord. So let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence with us in the service tonight, Lord. And I pray, Lord, that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear today, Lord, as we go through your word and look at this area of wisdom. And we thank you for it, Lord, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. So tonight we're looking at trusting in God's wisdom. Praise the Lord. So for Christians, seeking and trusting in God's wisdom must be top priority for us. So no matter what the situation in life, we need God's wisdom. We need the wisdom of God. We need to know his will. Praise the Lord. Which is found in his word, and we must walk in faith and be spirit-led. Glory to God in everything that we do. So, what does the Bible tell us about God's wisdom? So let's turn to Proverbs 4. We'll have a look at Proverbs 4 verses 7 to 8. So Proverbs 4 verses 7 to 8 says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honour when thou dost embrace her. Glory to God. So we can see from the word that God's wisdom is the principal thing. It is the principal thing. So we must be seeking after wisdom, glory to God, seeking God's ways, seeking his ways, his will, and his understanding. Praise the Lord. So seeking first the kingdom of God. And we know that from Matthew 6:33 tells us that. Praise the Lord. So the Lord, he wants us to seek after it, and he wants for us to have it. He wants for us to have it. So we're to exalt it. Exalt the wisdom of God and embrace it. Praise the Lord. The word shows us here. And godly wisdom for us, as Christians, that means protection, it means prosperity, long life, honour, and all of these wonderful things for the believer. Glory to God. So wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. So we get that from the word. We get that when we understand the will of God. Glory to the Lord. So let's have a look at Proverbs 9 verse 10. So Proverbs chapter 9 verse 10 says, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the foundation of wisdom. Glory to God. So to have the fear of the Lord means that we're humble and we reverence the Lord. We submit to him. Glory to God. Right. So it means that we hate the evil way, and we hate the things that God hates. So to have true godly wisdom, we must have the fear of the Lord. We must have the fear of the Lord because it's the beginning of wisdom. And the knowledge of the holy is understanding. So it's the beginning of wisdom, glory to God, to receive God's words and to act on them. That's what we need to be doing. Praise the Lord. And as the scripture tells us, that God gives grace to the humble. So those who are open to hearing from him, praise the Lord. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and we need to be willing to take correction, glory to God, from him. Praise the Lord. So it's the principal thing. The wisdom is the principal thing, and the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Psalm 19, verse 7. Psalm 19, verse 7. So Psalm 19, verse 7 says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple." Glory to God. So God's law, his word, it's perfect. Praise the Lord. It's true, and we can trust in it completely. Glory to God. And the word converts the soul. Praise the Lord. Converting the soul, the mind, will, and the emotions. And we can see here that it makes wise the simple. It makes wise the simple. So we can see that true wisdom comes from God, comes from his word. Praise the Lord. And that's why, as Christians, we're to highly esteem it. We're to highly esteem it. We can trust in it, and we can build our lives on it. We can build our lives on the word of God. Praise the Lord. His wisdom. So we can see that the testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. Glory to God. So his word, it makes us wise. Praise the Lord. So we receive our wisdom from the word, his laws, and his testimony, and it must be precious to us. We must see it in that way. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Let's have a look at Ephesians 5, verses 14 to 17. Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verses 14 to 17. So Ephesians 5, 14 to 17 says, "Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Glory to God. So God's words give us light, and they make us wise. Praise the Lord. And he wants us to walk circumspectly. So he wants us to be prudent and considering our circumstances. And he doesn't want us to be making foolish decisions, but he wants us to make wise ones. Praise the Lord. He wants us to make wise decisions that are based on his word. So we make wise life decisions by understanding God's will and putting the word in our hearts. So he doesn't want us getting caught up in devilish snares or traps or things like that, because the days are evil. The days are evil. But we can trust in God's wisdom and know that it will bring us joy, it'll bring us peace and understanding, and also protection. Glory to God. It'll bring us protection. Praise the Lord. So he doesn't want us to be unwise. He doesn't want us to be foolish. He wants us to be wise. And we can see in verse 17 that understanding the will of the Lord, that's the key. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So let's have a look at Proverbs 2, and we'll look at verse 6. Proverbs 2, verse 6. So Proverbs chapter 2, verse 6 says, "For the Lord giveth wisdom, out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding." Praise the Lord. So where does wisdom come from? Glory to God. It comes from the Lord. The Lord gives wisdom. He gives it. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. Praise the Lord. We can trust in that. We can trust in that. We can build our lives on God's word. Praise the Lord. He's wisdom, because it's sure, it's true, it's perfect. And he's made it available. He's made his wisdom available to us. Praise the Lord. It's not locked away somewhere where we can't get hold of it. He's put it in the word for us. It's accessible to us. Glory to God. We just need to receive it and act on it. Glory to God. It's in his word. Praise the Lord. So he gives the wisdom. Out of his mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. Glory to God. So God's wisdom is available to every believer. Glory to God. So let's have a look at this. We'll turn to James 1. James 1, verses 5 to 6. So James 1, verses 5 to 6. Wisdom is available to us. Praise God. James 1, verses 5 and 6 says, "If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him." Glory to God. "But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed." So the Lord, he wants us to ask him for wisdom. And as we've seen from the scripture, that it should be the principal thing for us, a high priority. So if we ask in faith, He's promised to give us his wisdom and to give it liberally. Praise God. So he doesn't hold it back.
No.
He doesn't hold it back. And I know the Lord's helped me personally many times. Glory to God. When I've asked for wisdom. So we all need God's wisdom in our life. We all need it. It helps us to make good decisions and to bring long life, riches, honour, joy, protection. So it's a great blessing, and it's available to us. And as we see here, all we have to do is ask. All we have to do is ask. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. And he's no respecter of persons. So if he's given it to somebody else, he'll give it to you. Glory to God. And upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. That's a wonderful thing. Glory to God. So we'll have a look at an example. We'll have a look at an example of Solomon. So we'll turn to 1 Kings 3. First Kings chapter 3. So 1 Kings 3, and we'll first of all we'll look at verses 3 to 5. And Solomon loved the Lord, walking in the statutes of David his father. Only he sacrificed and burnt incense in high places. And the king went to Gibeon to sacrifice there, for that was the great high place. 1,000 burnt offerings did Solomon offer upon that altar. In Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, "Ask what I shall give thee." Glory to God. And we'll have a look at verses 9 to 12. And he said, "Give therefore thy servant an understanding heart, to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this, thy so great people?" And the speech pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this thing. And God said unto him, "Because thou hast asked this thing, and hast not asked for thyself long life, neither hast asked riches for thyself, nor hast asked the life of thine enemies, but hast asked for thyself understanding to discern judgment. Behold, I have done according to thy words. Lo, I have given thee a wise and understanding heart, so that there be none like thee before thee, neither after thee shall any arise like unto thee." Glory to God. So we can see here with this example of Solomon that he highly esteemed God's godly wisdom. He highly esteemed that. And we see in verse 9 that Solomon asked the Lord. He asked the Lord for understanding and he wanted wisdom. Glory to God. And it pleased the Lord. And he gave Solomon a wise and understanding heart. Praise the Lord. So we can see this example. So, and then he also gave him things that he didn't ask for. Praise the Lord. Riches and honour. So that's further on. So God's no respecter of persons. And the same wisdom that we see here is available to us. Praise God. So we must highly esteem it, just as Solomon did, and the Lord will bless us abundantly for that. Glory to God. That's a wonderful thing. Praise God. So let's have a look now at Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 7 of Proverbs 3. So Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 to 7 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. Glory to God. So we must trust in God's wisdom, not in man's wisdom or our own. We must trust in God's wisdom. So acknowledging him, meditating in the word and understanding his will. And God warns us. He says, be not wise in thine own eyes, but to fear the Lord. Praise God. So, and we saw earlier that wisdom begins with the fear of the Lord. Praise God. So, and as we saw in the example with Solomon, that trusting in the Lord and having his wisdom in life, it leads to prosperity as well. Glory to God. So trusting in God's wisdom, not man's, means health and abundance, protection, and God directs our paths. So it says in verse 6, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Glory to God. So that's what we want. That's the way we want to live. Praise God. Let's have a look at Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy 30, and we'll look at verses 15 and 16. Glory to God. So Deuteronomy 30, verses 15 to 16 says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments, and his statutes, and his judgments, that thou mayest live and multiply, and the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. And we'll have a look at 19 as well. It says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Glory to God. So God's ways are higher than man. And as Christians, we don't want to be going our own way, and we don't want to be doing our own thing. And God's very clear that he has set these things before us. Praise God. And we can see God's wisdom is revealed to us here. So a wise man will choose life. Glory to God. A wise man will choose life. A foolish person will go the way of the world and go the way of death and evil. But we can trust in God's wisdom, and as he shows us here, he wants us to choose life. Praise the Lord. So he shows us his abundant blessing toward us when we do that. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. He shows us. He reveals it to us. Glory to God. So let's have a look at James 3, and we'll look at verse 17. James 3, verse 17. So James 3 verse 17 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Glory to God. So God's wisdom, his ways, and his word is what we must put our trust in, not the world. God's wisdom is pure, peaceable, gentle, full of mercy. Glory to God, that's wonderful. They're God's qualities. Praise the Lord. And we know that the Lord, he's going to lead us the right way. We know that. Yes, praise the Lord. His thoughts toward us are for peace and not of evil, and to give us an expected end. And he only wants the best for us and to bless us with good things. Glory to God. So the world's wisdom is devilish, but God's is pure. And he only has good thoughts toward us. Praise the Lord. So let's also have a look at Daniel 2. Daniel chapter 2, verses 20 to 23. So Daniel 2, verses 20 to 23 says, Daniel answered and said, Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his. And he changeth the times and the seasons. He removeth kings and setteth up kings. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. He revealeth the deep and secret things. He knoweth what is in the darkness, and the light dwelleth with him. I thank thee and praise thee, O thou God of my fathers, who hast given me wisdom and might, and hast made known unto me now what we desired of thee, for thou hast now made known unto us the king's matter. Glory to God. So Daniel shows us here all the wonderful things that are available when we trust in God's wisdom. Praise the Lord. So understanding, insights, instructions, directions. Glory to God. Protection. And God reveals the deep and secret things to his children. Praise the Lord. And he shines the light of his word into the dark places. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. And as we've seen, God is the source of true wisdom. Wisdom and might are his. They are his. Glory to God. And he gives liberally to his children. And we can trust in his wisdom. Glory to God. We can trust in it. Let's have a look at Matthew chapter 2. And we'll have a look at an example here. Matthew 2. We'll have a look at an example of the wise men. Matthew 2, verses 7 to 8, we'll have a look at. Matthew 2, 7 to 8 says, Then Herod, when he had privily called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, Go and search diligently for the young child, and when ye have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also. And then we'll look at verse 12. It says, And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way. So when Herod heard that the wise men were searching for Jesus, he wanted them to return with the location of where he was. But the wise men, They could have been intimidated by Herod. They could have been intimidated, but they put the word of God first. Glory to God. They put his word first, and the wisdom of God revealed things to the wise men and warned them not to return. Glory to God. So the same wisdom is available to us in life. Praise the Lord. We only need to ask the Lord, and he's promised to give it to us abundantly. That's a wonderful thing. And we can trust in God's wisdom every day and praise the Lord for it. Glory to God. So we'll close in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, Lord, and we thank you for your word tonight, Lord, and teaching us about wisdom, your wisdom, Lord, that you give liberally, Lord, when we ask for it. And we thank you, Lord. Continue to lead us and guide us, Lord, and give us wisdom in everything that we do. And we love you, we bless you, Lord, and we exalt your name. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you.